One of the most common questions I get asked is, do you have any tips for business women? Problem is, that's such a broad question. It's like asking a mechanic, do you have any advice for fixing cars? They've built an entire career and it took a long time for them to gain all of that expertise. So it's hard to impart anything useful quickly. So let's talk it out. I'm Mazda Miles and this is Restrooms and Boardrooms.
Hey guys, welcome to season 2, episode 2 of Restrooms and Boardrooms. This is the podcast that informs and inspires women with a little pep talk and some girl talk for those who are bent on running shit in business, entrepreneurship, leadership, culture, and life. As always, I have my boardroom directors with me. I do not do this alone. First of all, the man with the plan, Mr. Dion Ringgold. Almost missed your name.
You forgot my name, Mazda. We gonna fight. You know what?
This is the second podcast I've done that too.
Right. We've been doing this too long. Mess up my name. It's all good, Mazda. I'm gonna start calling you Mazda Riles. I'm gonna be like, what?
Mazda Riles.
Mazda Riles.
That's great. That's great.
Right now, I'm really excited, man.
I'm glad. I'm excited. Also, we have my go-to audio engineer, the favorite company that I work with, New Millennium Audiovisual Sound. He won't call out because he's back at that board, but Mr. Rashid Dugan and his amazing crew.
Shout out.
And behind the scenes managing the video is none other than Matt. And I also have a fabulous guest with me today, Ms. Tori Grice.
Oh, hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Don't be shy, Tori. Don't be shy.
She's got all this energy, y'all. We ain't gonna try this. But she is an entrepreneur, an actor, an author, a dancer, a model, and a fitness pro. And she's got all kinds of energy that I love. So that's why that little, oh, thank you. I ain't taking that. Y'all wait till later in the episode. It may get a little bit too much in here with both of us. But you're in for a treat for our conversation later. So thanks again for tuning in. As always, we are going to dig in deep, tell you all of our deep, dark secrets, or some of them, some of the things that we wish that folks told us when we were first starting our businesses and jumping out there to be entrepreneurs. Then later, we're going to talk about a boss move or soft move. We're going to talk about an NFL team that changed their name and figure out if that was a boss move or soft move. And as you know, I will always tell you something that I just have to be honest about. So we're going to get into it. As you all should know by now, I recommend you start every single day with a pep talk with yourself, to yourself, for yourself, to get your mind right. We as women often spend so much time pouring into everybody else, giving to everyone else, that we forget that we also need ourselves, right? And so I'm on a mission to change that. I'm on a mission to get out there and let every woman know that you must continue to pay yourself first, and that the only way that you're gonna have something to give others without depleting your own supply is to make sure that you always fill your own cup first. This is a pep talk that I actually have been giving to myself as many times as I need it during this crazy thing we call COVID-19, during this time of a worldwide pandemic. I just found myself in a place where I was trying to hold myself to the same standards that I did before there was a pandemic. And I had to find a place of grace for myself. I needed to step back and honor myself and honor the being that I am, and whatever I can accomplish, whatever I can do. You know, us type A go-getters just are not always happy with not being able to do what we're used to doing, how and when we're used to doing it. But I had to do that for myself. So we're going to get into this pep talk. You have to bring that camera over here. All righty. So this pep talk goes a little something like this. Hey girl, guess what? You are amazing. When you're doing everything that you want to do, you're amazing. And even when you're unproductive, you're still amazing. When you're tired, you're amazing. When you fail, you're amazing. You are always amazing. Even when you feel like your anxiety is on 100, even when you feel like you don't want to get out of bed, even when you feel like the things that you thought you could do and should be able to do are crumbling around you because you simply do not have control, that does not change your value. You are still amazing. I want you to find a place of grace for yourself, a place of love for yourself. I want you to take a moment and lift yourself up and encourage yourself and know that nothing that is going on around you or anything that you're even feeling inside of you changes who you are and what you add to this world. Be you, be amazing, love everything about yourself. Give yourself grace, choose joy today, choose peace today, and choose to believe in you today. That's the pep talk.
Miles, I'm going to share it. I'm going to put that on my Twitter. I'm putting that on Instagram. It's going viral.
Somebody needs to know they're still amazing.
Absolutely.
Like, you're still amazing. I know I bask in that sometimes. Sometimes I, like, stop in the mirror. I mean, you know, that's where pep talks came from with me. It's because I literally, if anyone lived with me, they would not think I lived alone. Because I stop by mirrors throughout my house and talk to myself in wonderful ways. Like, literally, like, I catch a glimpse. I'm like, girl, you sexy.
Well, I felt like I was ready to snap after you was done. Like, okay.
You see yourself? So, as I mentioned, we have an amazing guest, Ms. Tori Grice. Again, actor, author, dancer, writer. She writes for one of my favorite magazines, In Club Magazine.
Shout out to In Club.
Yes, and like I said, your energy is everything. Is there anything that you want to share with the listening audience and those that are watching you that maybe I missed or anything about you?
Well, I am also an entrepreneur.
Yes.
I own three companies.
Come on here.
A dog rescue called Pooch Caboose. Ooh. A dog grooming salon, boarding and doggy daycare called Kazoodles, and my new baby, which I'm so proud of, a nonprofit called Persevere on Purpose.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about Persevere on Purpose. That's the only one I didn't read about.
So Persevere on Purpose is an organization that's geared towards women and girls. We're driven to ignite purpose in people and for them to mobilize in their community and create change.
Love it. I love it. We need that in our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to get into this discussion about social entrepreneurship and what it takes to use your social capital, as you will, and build it to support and launch your business ventures. So let's get into it. I'm a little bit new to social entrepreneurship.
Okay.
If we go back like a year ago, I'm like maybe a year or so strong. Okay. Part of that, I was kind of just like hiding in the cut. I wasn't okay. doing anything. Have you always been front and center?
Yes.
Come on, tell me about it.
I must say, like, being a person of the arts, you're always used to being front and center. But my entrepreneur journey came after I went to college and couldn't find work in my field when I graduated. And so I had always had a history of retail management. And I originally incorporated my business to be a children's clothing store, but after 9/11, taking a look, it's so important as an entrepreneur to take a look at the field that you want to go into.
Yes.
Because it changed.
Yep.
The whole market changed.
Yeah.
And so it made me rethink and reevaluate and pivot my business direction. And that's how I ended in a multi-billion dollar industry in the pet industry, which most of us aren't in.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. That is very true. I love that you brought up about taking a look at where things are, looking at the economy. I mean, I am going through that myself, you know, with everything that's happened with the pandemic. You know, my, you know, primary business that, you know, I'd grown to 7 figures and all that is centered around gathering people. So in the beginning of this year, I mean, I was looking, we were looking to have a banner year, blow out, you know, some other years out of the water to the extent that I was, you know, bringing on new staff. I had to roll that back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was signing contracts left and right for all the help we were going to need to produce all these events. And then COVID hit and I was spending that time actually helping clients get out of contracts, including mine.
Yes.
So we have to be willing to pivot.
You have to be willing and you have to expect to an, you know, extinct, to things not to go the way you always hope for them to go.
That's
just the nature of an entrepreneur, but just being able to rebound and quickly think differently.
Yes.
You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
So just like you saying you had to work to get out of contracts, I was scheduled to open a store in Brooklyn.
Wow. Wow.
With like a huge grant that I had gotten that we can't do anything with because Brooklyn is now you know, a war zone for Corona.
Yes.
So.
Wow. That's interesting. But I'm proud of us for persevering.
Yes, persevering.
Through this. I feel like a lot of folks have a lot of opportunity, like myself, and maybe a lot to say and a lot to offer, but they really don't know how to get out there. I think literally when I first met Dion, his words, I should quote him, were like, Mazda, you're dope, but the world doesn't know that. And, you know, we're not presenting you publicly as amazing as you are privately. Mm-hmm. So we have to change that. What have you, like, tell me a little bit about how you got, like, social media going and how you got this social entrepreneurship going.
Let me tell you, it's been a journey. Yeah. And like you were talking about before, you have to be willing to invest.
Yes.
And not be afraid. When I started my company, I didn't have a big loan. I you know, I tried to go to banks. They were like, who are you? And why should we give you this amount of money? It was like, no, you need to put some skin in the game. And it was like, okay, I took my income tax. I took a couple credit cards. I had good credit. That was one thing I had going for me.
Yes.
I took my credit.
Everyone can't say that, girl. So you better go at it. Champion that.
Said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it work. And when it doesn't work, I'm going to quickly rebound and I'm going to figure out another way. And that's what I did. And I've been in business for 8 years now.
Wow.
And you just have to, you have to look at your market and you have to change and grow with it and look forward.
Yeah.
And when I first started my business, my brick and mortar location, you know, we started off in one, only having one industry, and then I quickly said, okay, I can't survive off of this. I have to add some other sustaining, you know, things to this industry. So grooming was okay.
Yeah.
But when I added my social impact and piece, my dog rescue to it, it became like, you know, something that nobody had ever seen before.
Yes, yes.
All in one business model.
I'm hearing so much about social impact. I mean, companies now are even, like, I know someone who literally shut down her company because she got so invested in social impact and she wanted to retire her company. She was tired of running it. She'd done, I mean, a lot of business and made great money. And then in her like retirement from being an entrepreneur, she went to be the vice president of social impact at another, you know, firm because she was like, I like it, right? I care about social impact.
It's self-fulfilling.
Yeah, that's it is. Why. And I'm hearing companies talk about, you know, how it also affects the bottom line. Mm-hmm. At doing things that are socially helping our environment and our communities as well. That it's not just about taking, but that it ends up, it's, you know, it's profitable. It's helpful. Everybody wins.
Benefit.
Right?
Everybody benefits. It's good for you. It's good for the environment. It's good for the community. You inspire other people. It's kind of like, you know, the gift that keeps giving.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
people say
yes.
Like happiness is contagious, joy is contagious.
Yeah.
When you start to show that social impact to other people and how they can contribute and leave their fingerprint, it's contagious. Other people want to do it. I have, when I first started my rescue, it was just like me and like I had like two volunteers. Now I have hundreds of volunteers.
Wow.
Like, you know, they want to give back. They want to create, you know, a better environment.
Right. What advice would you give someone who's thinking about, like, in their own business, they have a for-profit business, but they're thinking about how they can be more socially conscious and how to create impact? What advice would you give someone like that?
I would say use a human-centered design method approach. And that is just using your business practices to create solutions that solve problems for a target market. And any business can do that.
Exactly. So using your business design to create solutions. For a target market.
For a target market.
So even if that's just around you, whatever your business is, wherever you may reside, somebody needs something around
every
you.
Every business can make a difference.
Yeah.
It just depends on what your business is and what is connected. What do your missions, you know, collide with one another?
Right.
You know, you can always find a business that you can look at their mission and then find a social good that you can connect to it and give back.
Yeah.
Tori, talk to us about how you found your social good. Like, why did you choose dog rescuing? Because like Mazda said, you know, especially Mazda comes from, you know, the big, literally the corporate world, right? A lot of times it is capital, 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 right? But when you start thinking about connecting what people care about, how did you find like, oh, I care about dogs? How did you get to that point where people, to help people connect to what they care about and make it profitable, right?
Well, you know, when I first started the business model, I'm modeling another company that I had saw out there, I was like business driven and business focused. And then when I started to discover all the good that is in animal rescue, first of all, we're solving a problem. We rescue dogs from Puerto Rico, where there's 300,000 abandoned, mistreated, or unwanted dogs on the island.
Wow.
I educate the community about the importance of adopting instead of shopping. Stop breeding dogs. There's a millions of dogs that need homes, and they're not old, you know, one-eyed, one-legged dogs. They're puppies. They're dogs that need loving families. So, you know, not only do we're able to do that, but then dogs provide therapy.
Yeah, they do.
And people don't realize, you don't know how many people want a dog now that we're locked down in COVID.
The only reason that I didn't is because I'm trying to be also responsible and that I know my life after COVID, right? And my life is so busy. I travel. Dion knows, like, I'm always on a plane.
Right.
And I do love animals, but I'm like, that's unfair.
Right.
I don't want to be that kind of pet owner, lover, you know, I love pets, right?
Mm-hmm.
But COVID had me on the fence, girl.
Oh, COVID has a lot of people on the fence. But, you know, one thing that's really great about it is that not only do we help these dogs find loving matches and loving homes, but we also help the person that are adopting them. Because people with anxiety disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders, I get a lot of those people that adopt, and the dogs really do help with their overall health.
Yeah.
And the grant that we got for the location in New York was hugely because of the impact that dogs have on children with autism. So there was going to be a school, an autistic school down the street from the location where we were scheduled to open, where the children would be able to come there and get therapy using the dogs.
Wow.
So we're solving so many issues with just an animal that people don't even think about.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a man's best friend. It's not just a pet.
Absolutely.
For your children, we're solving human issues that people struggle with on a daily basis.
I think that's amazing. I know one of my clients is WAR, formerly named Women Organized Against Rape, but now, to be more inclusive, the Philadelphia Center Against Sexual Violence. Mm-hmm. And they do use dog therapy, you know, pet therapy, and they have a little, his name is Thor, he's this big, I can't remember what his name is, Thor, and I literally, and so a lot of the folks that are going there, you know, for services and have been through traumatic experiences, something as simple as while they're waiting on an appointment, that Thor comes out and just gives them that, and interacts and gives them that love, like literally that's enough. So,
well, there's corporations now that pay rescues and stuff to just come in with puppies so that the employees can take a break and just get puppy love.
Yes.
And that does something for their overall work, you know, experience there. So
it is. That's amazing.
It's just a gratifying feeling to be able to serve on both sides, to help human and to help these dogs that have no voice.
I love it. I always love to ask folks if there was one piece of advice that you could give someone that's considering how they can expand their mind, their heart, their business model from a social impact perspective. You've given me some things that I've got to think about. What would it be?
What I would say is you need to discover your purpose. It all comes down to what you were created to do on this earth, what fingerprints you were created to leave on this earth. We're all more aware of so many different social issues that need to be, you know, impacted in some sort of way. And you can find out which avenue you're supposed to go down and which path you're supposed to go down and create that change by just balancing your mind, body, and soul. And when you do that, it'll become so clear to you which avenue you should go down, because you're going to feel like that's what you were born to do, and it's not going to seem like work, and you're going to feel that gratifying feeling.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You so much for this insight. I didn't even get to talk about you and your fitness journey. We had our off-camera conversation about endorphins. I don't even think I've talked about that on the podcast yet. Y'all, I work out for endorphins. Tori obviously works out because she looks amazing. Aww. I mean, I'm amazing too, don't get me wrong. However, it's all about the endorphins for me.
Yes.
It's what keeps me going throughout the day. But yes, hats off to you. Thank you again,
Tori,
so much for being here. We're going to move into our boss move or soft move segment. I'm going to kick it to Dion. He's got something he's going to throw at us.
Yeah, so I love anybody who's doing anything social, so I think that's really cool. I think everybody's business model should have a component of social impact in some way, right? So I think that's really dope. I think a lot of people are gonna really learn and be inspired by this. So our boss move or soft move, the way it works, I'm going to share a piece of news with you out there and you're gonna tell me whether it's a boss move or a soft move, okay?
Okay.
Cool. So boss move or soft move. So the Washington football team, the funny thing about it, I've been calling it the Washington football team for years now.
Because you refused?
Yeah, I refuse to call it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, Deion.
What they call their names. Right? Like, yeah, not going to be able to
so
do it.
So now you feel like now you have come in too.
Right. So the Washington football team, they finally, under public pressure and really investor pressure of losing a lot of money, are deciding they're going to change their name and their logo finally, right, after so many years of people telling them the same thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they decided after weeks and weeks, they said, okay, we're going to change the name to the Washington, ready for this, football team. The Washington football team.
No, but I'm laughing because can you imagine what this board meeting was like?
Oh, my goodness.
And with the marketing.
That's what I said.
Like, right,
somebody
like, guys, I got it.
Yeah, it was one guy. He just knew it. He was so excited. Like, oh, I figured it out. So we want to know, is it a boss move or a soft move to change your name to the Washington football team for the duration of a year until you find, I guess, your official name?
Absolutely a soft move.
Thank you.
Soft move all day long.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Mazda.
I mean, we agree. Yeah. We agree all day long. It's the, like, Charmin soft. Like, it's the softest move, right?
Yes.
I'm like, are you serious right now? All this pressure, first of all, for the amount of time that we've been on them.
Yep.
You mean to tell me, again, I always go into, like, you're telling me more about your corporation than
exactly.
you know that you're telling
yeah.
me.
Exactly.
What you're telling me is that all these years that we have been on you to change this, you've done no market research. Mm-hmm. You've not thought about this. You never probably even intended to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because the world blew up, you have to, and you still won't take the, I mean, I'm sorry, the amount of money they have, the amount of brains that could have come into the room and come up with whatever
it is. They could have hashed that out in like a couple days.
Right?
Like a couple days.
We'll call ourselves the Washington football team for a year while we figure it out.
I feel like it's kind of insulting. Like,
it is.
Come
it
on,
is.
Man.
It
you,
is.
You know what you're doing. There's no way. There are people who get paid just to do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So you couldn't get a room full of people to come up with an idea. And the thing about it, the beautiful thing about social media, there's ideas from everywhere coming out.
Absolutely.
So there's people who are not even in the organization that's giving you ideas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if they
really didn't want to.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they
and he made
also
that clear,
didn't.
Though.
And not only did they not want to, they didn't want to piss off the people who were pissed off that they were like, so they were playing the other side, right?
Yeah.
Playing to
both
sides. So they were like, we got to do something as clean and non-controversial as possible. We want to make someone over here happy and keep them from blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's why it's soft.
Yeah.
Soft.
Yeah, it's definitely a soft move. So let's help them out a little bit. What names did y'all call them? I heard one out there called, somebody was saying the Red Tails because the African-American flight fighters. So there are a lot of people was putting that out there, and that would be really cool to honor them because it was called the Red Tails. What would you guys call the Washington football team? I had a whole list.
I don't know. Like, listen, come on, Dion. Like, first of all, I'm not really into football, so I don't even know like what to say.
Listen, anything's better than the name they have.
Anything's better than what they have. I think that I like the idea of the Red Tails. I get that there's some honor there. I think that if there was an opportunity for them to actually honor, to undo. They can't undo it, but to try to neutralize the harm they already did over all the years by doing something that actually honors the Native American community, that could be cool. I don't know what that is, but if you have to go from Redskin, which was obviously offensive on so many levels for so many years, I feel like you need to figure out something. I would love them to honor.
Yeah, that would be
the Native American community.
Maybe they need to bring in somebody who's into social entrepreneurship to help them out.
How about that?
I like
you know.
So, Mazda, tell us something that you just have to be honest about.
Okay, so KFC is moving to add 3D printed chicken nuggets with lab grown meat to its menu. And if I'm honest, this is why I stopped eating KFC and like basically all fast food a long time ago. I'm really not surprised. It's pretty disgusting. Uh-huh. But like this week alone, it's interesting that this is the if I'm honest and this came out. Because this week alone, I was talking to my dad, who's originally from North Carolina, grew up in the civil rights movement, pushing 70 years old, like all of that. And so, but he's a country boy. and will always be country boy, as he tells you. And I mean, he can grow anything, make anything, like that's him. And he was having this whole conversation with me about the food industry, agriculture, how the GMO, non-GMO, mm-hmm. how seeds have changed so that we can't grow anything, mm-hmm. how insidious the entire setup is. And so this is just an extension to me of that, of the things that they continue to offer us to put into our bodies mm-hmm. In the name of big production and more money, fast money now, mm-hmm. without thinking about what it does to humanity. So, I mean, I'm disgusted. Mm-hmm. If I'm honest, you know, I'm not surprised right. in any way. That's why no. I refuse to eat it. Like, I mean, I would say like 98% of the time I eat stuff that I cooked that as much as I can is from a small farm, small market, yeah. organic, like very whole, non-GM, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whole foods, like that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Not the brand, just a whole food. I'm giving y'all that shout out. You gotta pay me for that. Pay me for that. But do you know what I mean? So if I'm honest, I just, yeah, I'm not surprised, but yeah, I am pretty disgusted. 3D printed chicken.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, Tori, like, what's your thoughts?
I stopped eating a lot of that fast food a long time mm-hmm. ago, because if you really looked at a lot of the ingredients in a lot of fast food, it would make you sick to your stomach. Right. And then we wonder why disease and stuff are so prevalent amongst Absolutely. Our community, because it's cheap, it's fast, and that's what people can afford, mm-hmm. but they don't take into consideration what they're doing to their bodies.
Yes.
It's
Let's play
disgusting.
A quick game of what's your number. Mazda, Uh-oh. What's your number to eat 3D chicken nuggets, 3D bioprinter, lab-grown chicken nuggets? What's your number?
You mean what's
How
my
much would somebody have to
pay
yeah, what's
me?
Your number?
Oh. Is this a one-time sitting?
Sure.
If it's a one-time, I mean, for a one-time sitting, I mean,
let's say everybody can be bumped.
Oh my Listen, God, everybody has a number.
I mean, it at least would have to be like a couple months
it's
of salary.
A 10-piece, by the
like,
way.
Oh no. Like I feel like, and then also I feel like my reputation's on the line here. So let's say like you need to be coming at least with like 10K to the table. Okay. I'm not doing it for less than that. I mean 10K, that's a little vacation.
That's
Tori,
less
what's
than
your
me.
Number?
You talking about a couple $100,000.
Come on here, Tori. Look at her with this integrity. Right. I'll take 10K.
I love it.
You know how long it's going to take to like backtrack and undo that?
Educate us. So that's a good point, because I'm thinking, well, I'll be out in a couple months.
By tonight.
You don't know what the long-term effects like, is of that.
I'm like, I'm very regular. Tori's like, girl.
No, like red meat takes though. What?
Yeah, you're right. Red meat takes a long time.
30 days to get out your system?
Yeah.
You don't know what that's going to do.
For that reason. You're right. You know what? I'm going to need at least 25K.
Love it.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, that's our time for today. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey, on this podcast. I hope that you feel empowered, and remember that those pep talks in the restrooms help you make money in the boardrooms. Again, we want you to join the conversation. Be with us. Please feel free to send me an email at hello@mazdamiles.com. Your question just might be featured on a future podcast. Also, if you haven't done so already, please hit the subscribe button. We need you to do that now. We want you to be informed every single time a new episode drops. Please stay connected with me on my social media platforms. I'm Mazda Miles on both Twitter and Instagram. Thank you again to our amazing guest, Tori Grice.
Thank you.
Please let the people know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at Bark4Kazoodles or Persevere on Purpose.
Awesome. Love it. Another shout out to my boardroom directors, Dion Ringgold.
Yes, this was so much fun. Make sure you guys also subscribe on YouTube. You can find Restrooms and Boardrooms episodes, the video on YouTube. So you want to subscribe to that too to see all the fun. Might get some bloopers, some highlight reels on that as well. So you want to subscribe there.
Also, our amazing behind the scenes team. Shout out again to the New Millennium Audiovisual Systems crew, the best in the business. Thank you so much for being amazing partners always. Matt, who is behind the camera. And until next time, shout out and love to all of my boss days. Take care.